This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Pope Francis, during the in-flight press conference on his return from Azerbaijan, was asked about a number of subjects, including the upcoming US presidential election. In his response, the Holy Father said that people should study the proposals well, pray, and choose in conscience. The Pope's answer mirrors that of Archbishop Joseph Kurtz of Louisville, Kentucky, and president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, who is in Rome this week. Archbishop Kurtz spoke to me about the
election. I think the first thing to say is with the elections, the most obvious is the presidential election, but there are elections on every level in November. And so it's important that our faithful, in fact, all people of goodwill, form their conscience as well. The Church is not going to endorse this candidate or that candidate, never has, and certainly will not in now or into the future. But we will talk about those core values that deal with the common good, deal with the importance of human life. And in those cases, I think we ask people to form their conscience as well. And as I alluded to a little earlier, I think the headlines are the national election for the president, and certainly people will have options in terms of voting for one candidate or the other, or there are third party candidates also that are running for election. While the Church does not mention who for whom to vote, we do talk about the importance of engagement in public life and the fact that when you do make your decision to vote, it should not be simply how am I going to benefit personally, but rather how is this going to affect the common good? And I hope that over time, we as the U.S. bishops have had an opportunity in people's lives to help them form consciences on wide areas. Our document, Forming Conscience for Faithful Citizenship, I think has been a very, very big help to many people in helping them form their conscience as they get ready for elections.
So just letting people be informed and letting them look at all the issues that each candidate is offering.
That's a very important thing. And as I said, we have to remember that as there is voting, there's voting for every level. The Church in subsidiarity knows the importance of a national election for president. We also know that there will be elections for legislatures and state elections and local elections. So the involvement is on all levels.